Edwin, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Thank you, thank you. Nice to be here.
You've been shining on the stage of Milidashus, and I think the community already get to know you somehow. Although, how long are you here already?
About two-ish years.
Yeah. Two-ish years, yeah.
Yeah.
So we are accustomed to your face and we realize that you are a good actress.
Oh, thanks.
In a couple of weeks, you would be putting on the stage something with TLC Children.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I've been teaching theater in TLC since last January, and previously we were doing more games and just sort of getting comfortable working together and getting the kids listening to each other. And then this term I decided that I wanted to do something a little more challenging, so we're doing an abridged version of Midsummer Night's Dream. By Shakespeare.
Wow, yeah. That's quite a step for the children who are accustomed to fairy tale and running around and going for the trips, no?
Absolutely, but it does actually, like you say, you know, they're accustomed to running around in the forest and also being on stage, and yeah. Midsummer Night's Dream does take place a lot in a forest, so I thought, oh, it can be nice, appropriate for them. So we will be doing it actually primarily in the forest behind base camp in TLC, so they'll actually be there.
The play does pull in the older kids or just those who are really interested and passionate about the theater?
It's mostly the older kids and some of the middle kids, the ones that wanted to do a theater class. Mm-hmm. And so just those ones that were into it from the beginning as a theatrical
and
endeavor.
You're sticking to the original version of Shakespeare? I mean, with the... I call it the medieval, the old English.
Yeah. So it's not the complete play. What I've done is I've actually abridged it, so cut lines from many, many places. So we still have the whole story, and I've tried as much as possible to preserve the iambic pentameter, which mostly the characters that are upper class or aristocracy, they'll speak in verse. So it doesn't always rhyme, but it always has these five beats. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I find that that helps to memorize also, and I wanted the kids to start to understand a little bit not only how to interpret this work, but, okay, what is iambic pentameter, and why did Shakespeare use it, and how can that also help us look at the text and actually figure out what are the important words, or how do I pronounce this weird word, you know, and so that they can start to use that as a clue. Unfortunately, of course, there's the workers, that's one section of the cast, and they don't speak in iambic pentameter, so those kids, in one way it's easier because the language is a little bit more simple, but they don't have also that extra clue sometimes to help them with the pronunciation.
And how do the kids who are speaking pentameter, how do they capture it? I mean, it works for them?
Yeah, it's up and down. I find that what's happening is that we went through the script a while ago, back in July. Well, first of all, we actually just talked about the story in general, because it's a bit complicated with many different characters and storylines all coming together and apart. And so we talked just about the story, and then we read the script, and they were like, whoa, what is this? You know, I thought it was a cool story, but what is this language? And so we worked through, okay, what does that mean, and what does that mean? And if the child doesn't know, then I ask the other kids that are in the scene, and usually we can figure it out. I really try not to tell them, well, this means this,
or put them to the bureau for themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even if I do end up having to explain more than I want to, that I want to make sure that they understand why those words mean what I just said. So then we still work through it a bit more after that. Yeah.
And with the diversity of the originality of people, of the kids where from, you know, because it's also the language barriers, yeah? From Israeli to Tamil, I think.
Yeah, there are a lot of languages. I find that the kids generally have good English. Sometimes their parents tell me, I'm helping them with their lines, but I have no idea what they're saying. And I say, that's fine, you know, that slowly, it's also just about familiarity with the language. And I've been surprised sometimes when the kids do understand some things that I consider to be quite challenging, but they're getting into it. And I've told them all, okay, guys, you know, part of performing Shakespeare is that even if you understand it, it's also about how do you communicate that so that when your parents all come see the show, how will they understand it, you know? And I think that when we do also the whole play and people are, you know, coming in and out and we're having the entrances and it's on its feet, it will be much easier for everybody to understand not every word, but the arc of
the story of it.
Yeah.
For those who might be like, yeah, it's going to be another play, we have to disappoint them, right? Because the play is only for the friends and family, for the TLC children, right?
Yeah, right now we're just going to keep it small. It's the first time that these kids are doing Shakespeare, and I think that we just want to make it a really good environment, really not too much pressure, you know, because I think that the language already pressure. Yeah. So in the future, maybe we'll be able to remount it and then more people can come and check it out.
However, we're going to come and record, so whoever will be interested,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.